ready to go?
You're on.
All right. Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting. It is Monday, April 13th, 2026, 6 p.m. First item is to establish a quorum, please.
Dave Stewart. George Kramer.
Is here.
Excuse me. Jack Cole.
Present.
Roger Hayness.
Here.
Devin Sonnenfeld. Rick Castro.
Here.
Bill Stewart.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
Tom Holman.
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right. Thank you, Cody. Would you please be able to give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes. All right. I'd like to welcome everybody to the April 13, 2026 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required under the Taney County zoning regulations are considered and conducted for each zoning and conditional use application submitted with to the Planning Commission. At this time, I'd like to enter the following into record for all cases being heard this evening. Exhibit A, Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps. Exhibit B, a staff report for each case. Exhibit C, staff files, including all supporting materials. Each case will be presented with a staff report, followed by any questions from the Planning Commission. If you wish to speak, please complete a sign-up sheet located at the front of the room. When called, present your sheet, state your name for the record, and address your comments directly to the Commission. Please refrain from addressing the audience. Disruptions or comments from the audience will not be permitted. All public comments have been received. The public hearing for the case will be closed, and the Planning Commission will proceed with discussion and consider the application for a vote.
All right, thank you. First item of business is review and action of the March 9th, 2026 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve as presented?
Approve.
Got a motion?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes stand approved.
I would like to make a motion for a four-minute time limit for everyone excluding the applicant.
So we have a motion for 4 minutes or less, less the applicant. And did I hear a second? Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right, we've got a long list in front of us here, so we're going to go ahead and start the public hearing and final vote. We do have two rezones. I just want to let everyone in the audience know that on a rezone request, what our responsibility is to have the applicant come up, hear the application, hear any public hearing for or against a rezone, and then we make a recommendation to the Taney County Commission. They're the final arbiter or voter on those items that are brought before us. So we have two rezones, and just for everyone's benefit, that'll be heard at the County Commission meeting, and the date is April 21st. And the meeting's at 9 a.m., just for everyone's benefit there for that. So, Cody, first rezone, 2026-004.
Yes. Owner James and Cheryl Berry. Subject property is 2910 State Highway F, Branson, Missouri, Jasper Township, Section 03, Township 23, Range 21. The request. James Berry is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve a zoning request of one parcel 08-2.0-03-000-000-019.002 located at 2910 State Highway F, Branson, Missouri. The existing property is zoned RR1, single family rural residential. The request is for A1 agricultural district. The property is 1.85 acres in size, so it's legal nonconforming. It's just under the 2-acre requirement. but it's already been established. Utilities will be a well for water and on-site septic for wastewater. With that, I'm going to kind of show you where it's at. This doesn't look right.
Cody, does that TV tilt?
That's a good question.
It's tilted.
Well, actually, I've been staring at this thing for 2 years and never. Everyone struggles on this side over there, and if it was able to.
You mean swing out?
Or swing out a little bit, it would just be that much easier for everybody to see it.
It does. I hate to move it right now.
Afterwards for future meetings? Because so if we tilted it just a little bit, we could still see it and everyone out over that direction.
So subject property is F Highway, and it's right here. This is the mobile home park that just came through for the latest extension on their phasing of their project. It's a little closer. Property is almost, 1.85 acres?
Yes.
Yes. There is an entrance down here. I did talk to the owner, and he said it was MoDOT approved, but that'll be upon him to prove before he gets any kind of application to do any work, if he gets approved. So existing properties. Across the street, he's got some A1. To his north, he's got a little bit of R1. Of course, he's in this subdivision right here, and it's RR1. He's got a little C1 down below him, and the mobile home park I was telling you about. So the request is for a rezone, and the deeper thought to that is he's wanting to put a sign on it. So he's going to ask for this rezone for ag and then come back and get a CUP for his sign, off-premise signing. So a little in-depth reason why he's doing this. You guys can talk to him about that. And with that, I'll have the applicant come up and speak.
Your name?
Jamie Berry.
Okay. And just elevator pitch of what, why you're wanting to rezone it and what you're wanting to do with it?
He pretty much covered everything. I do signs for a living, and I was going to try to erect a small billboard sign there.
Am I close? It's kind of hard to tell on that. Is it up this way, or? Are we right?
You're probably sitting pretty close to the middle of it.
This is property right here. And if you guys go by there now, you'll see MoDOT has approved a gravel entrance. So it does have some kind of legal access that doesn't come through that subdivision.
All right. Any questions for the applicant, or do we want to see if anybody's here to speak for or against? Why don't you go ahead and have a seat, and we'll see if... might need you to come back, or we'll need you to come back here in a minute. Are you here to, have you signed up to speak on this application?
I never did this before. I live at the, he's at the back.
Ma'am, we'll need you to come up here. Are you wanting to speak?
Yeah.
Okay, you're supposed to sign up before, I'm going to try to expedite this, so if you could just real quick, that's why the ladies are up there. Anyone else signed up to speak for or against this application? All right. I thought this might be an easy one to get through, but.
But you can't.
All right, and your name, ma'am?
Shelley Trout.
Okay.
I just have one question. Do you think we need one more distraction on F Highway? I've lived there 5 years, and there's so many accidents.
On F Highway or in that specific area?
From the church to right there to the corner, all the time.
And where's the church at?
It's just down the road about.
Down?
I don't know. It's right in. Is it right there?
Yeah, right. Yep.
Okay. Any other comments?
Nope.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You want to come back up, sir? Based on the feedback, any questions?
How many feet of road frontage is there on that property?
I think there's 300 and some feet. Pretty sure is what there was.
So is you wanting to put up just one sign?
Evidently 403. I see it now.
The goal was for one sign?
Yes. One structure.
How big?
Probably 24 foot wide. Not for sure on the height. It won't be anything like that on 65 Highway, of course, but...
Our height will be restricted to 30 feet.
Yes.
Yeah.
How far off the ground?
10.
10?
Yeah.
And that was a good question, Tom. There is setbacks from property zones, especially since he's got R1 to his north and RR1. And when he came in, I kind of discussed that. About the only place he can put the sign would be center line of property. So. Okay. About where I drew it in my little presentation there.
Any other questions?
We want the rezone for a billboard only?
Yes.
Okay. I am well known to detest nightly rentals, and on RR1 you can't get a nightly rental. In ag you can. So tell me you're not going to come back after you get it rezoned to get a nightly rental on this property.
I hadn't thought about it, honestly.
Is it part of the equation or could be?
I've never been in the nightly rental business, don't really want to be. I'm in the billboard business.
Okay.
You know, I thought of that same thing, but then
great minds think alike.
But
problem.
At the end of the day, he didn't come back for a condition.
Well, I think he could do one there now.
We probably have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's not suited very good for a residence of any kind. There's a ditch runs right through the middle of it.
Okay.
And to try to put something on either side would be a nightmare. It's just not suited for much.
Okay.
And again, what we're doing is looking at the presentation and hearing feedback and then recommending approval or denial of the application for the Taney County Commission. Do we have enough information to have a motion? Someone want to make that motion?
I'll make it.
Make it to approve the application.
Approve the application.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I've got to read a specific motion. So motion to recommend approval of application RZ2026-004 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by James and Cheryl Berry. For the parcel number 08-0.0-03-000-000-019.002 to be rezoned from RR1 zoning district to A1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So next week.
I'll see you then.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Okay, next we are going to move to our second and final rezone, 026-005.